from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley. Braves insider covers MLB for us. We go around the yard with Grant every day. We are back home. We're taking on the Phillies. But before we get to the game and the matchup, tell us about the third baseman we acquired, Grant.
Well, Gio Urshela was just so happened to be available, I think was probably the line on the resume that the Braves were most impressed with. But all jokes aside, I mean, he was a veteran who has had experience at the hot corner and could help them out in a time in which they really didn't have the internal options to cover the loss of Austin Riley. I think we all know there was no player who was going to come in and do the kind of things that Austin's capable of and has been doing for the past couple of months and over the course of his career. But this is at least somebody with some experience, a little versatility as well, that could step in on a regular basis and at least help them hold down the forts until they maybe, perhaps, possibly, could see Austin Riley at some point, maybe in late September or in the postseason. There's just no timetable on it right now, just to go ahead and get that out of the way. We're obviously in the very early stages of everything, so it all depends on how quickly Austin Riley can heal. But as I've said before, and as we've talked about, he's going to do everything he can to get back as quickly as he can.
And Grant, we were reading up from the Detroit side of this. His now former manager, A.J. Hinch, who's up there, former Astros manager up in Detroit, saying that he's a consummate pro. They said it wasn't an easy decision. They made room for a guy named Chase Young, a rookie that's coming up in their system. So we see these moves this time of year. He's better than anything we can honestly produce from Gwinnett or from the AA.
Yeah, no, definitely. And this was, I think, a kind of a courtesy to a veteran player to say, hey, you know, on a team like Detroit, which has obviously not got its eyes on October this year, wants to get a young player up to the big leagues, but also give this veteran a chance to maybe catch on with the club before the end of the month to have a chance to play in the postseason, which is open for players who change clubs. The trade deadline's passed, but if you go on the waivers or get released outright the way that Gio Urshela was, then if you join a new club before August 31st, you are available for the postseason, eligible for it. So that was something that I think they wanted to do for him as much as anything. But yeah, I've never heard anything to the opposite of Gio Urshela in terms of, you know, being a pro's pro and just coming in and again, a veteran guy. And like we're saying, you know, there wasn't a lot to choose from in the minor leagues that gave you a lot of, I think, confidence in what this next 6 weeks could look like. And Urshela was a pretty good option who was available at the right time for the Braves.
Grant, what do you think of the lineup? I know Snit's kind of playing around with this, right? But Harris leading off. We talked about Olsen and Murphy in there and Kelnick. Urshela, what is hitting? Seventh or eighth. What do you make of the lineup? Is this just day-to-day how he's going to see this?
I mean, it's day-to-day, but the biggest part of it being so much of a quote-unquote day-to-day thing is that Jorge Soler may not be back until later this week. Mm. And that, of course, pushes things around, like Harris to the leadoff spot, Laureano hitting up at the top, toward the top of the order as well. That's not something I think, you know, too many folks expected to see even a week or two ago. He has been swinging the bat extremely well, but getting Jorge Soler back is a big piece for the Braves now. If you can get Michael Harris to start swinging the bat well upon his return, which he has, but to, you know, keep it going and maybe get a good push from Matt Olson, which couldn't come at a better time than right now, I still feel like this lineup has enough bats to produce when you put Soler back in there, and considering what Marcelo Ozuna is capable of, if you can get the catchers going, which right now is going to be Sean Murphy because Travis d'Arnaud is still day-to-day after also getting hit in the hand and wrist by a pitch, it's been a mash unit, honestly, for the Braves. And this one to Austin Riley, it really does feel like maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, but they've just got to keep going. And that was kind of the message from Austin Riley. That was the message. I talked to Pierce Johnson for a while. The message from Brian Snitker today as well. We just have to keep it on going. Actually, I chatted with Luke Jackson for a little while, and he said, man, this is tough. But you've seen this play out before. He's like, yeah. And that's the thing. Guys get the opportunity to step up, and you never know what could happen. And that is the attitude the Braves are going to have to keep over the next few weeks. They're holding on to a postseason spot right now. They have some head-to-head opportunities against the Phillies to maybe make a move in the division. It doesn't seem like the most likely scenario, but I will say, stranger things have happened.
Right. It's Grant McCauley with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We touched on this. Just I want to get your 2 cents worth on it, Grant, about, you know, we saw it was Travis got hit by a veteran, and we saw Austin get hit by a young guy who doesn't have any control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this about sticky stuff? I mean, do the pitchers need this stuff, or is it just a thing where control's just at a premium these days?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to discount it entirely, but I also don't think it's necessarily a panacea. I will also kind of go back on what I just said and tell you that I think Major League Baseball over-policed the situation with the substances the pitchers were using for their grip. I don't think that the spider tack had any place in the game. I know why it did, but I think that that was kind of the far end of the spectrum in the too far way. But yeah. I think Major League Baseball dialed it all the way back to the other end of the spectrum and basically said, okay, congrats. Now you have rosin and that's it. And I don't know that that's necessarily the solution here, but I don't know that it's going to change anytime soon. There was no intent obviously on any of these pitches, but unfortunately, this is just kind of where they are. And with the max velocity that we see in the game today, when you get hit with a fastball and a place where you've got some very small bones like the hand, there's a very good chance that it could do some damage. And unfortunately for Austin Riley, it did.
All right, what kind of Phillies team are we getting, man? I know they're 8-8 in the month of August, but they're getting healthy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're looking a little bit better than they were coming right out of the second half. They've gone through their injury stuff as well, though I don't know that any club, especially with a 500 record, has gone through as much as the Braves have. But, you know, the Phillies are right where they want to be. They have a nice lead heading into late August, early September. I don't think that they're counting anything as in the bag just yet. They need to go out and handle their business head-to-head here and perhaps deal the Braves a blow as far as the NL East is concerned. But, yeah, I mean, they're a club that they've got some great pitching. They've got experienced hitters. They've got their eyes on October as well. But I think they're very much focused on the task at hand. And right now that's a 3-game series with a second-place Braves club.
It's our man Grant McCauley. You mentioned Money Harris back at the top of the lineup. Does he change anything in his approach from how they tried it after Acuna went down?
Not really. I think he just needs to go out and be Michael Harris. And I think that, you know, he has skills that can translate to the top of the order. We were talking about this way back in spring training. I think I said, you know, Michael Harris on 28 or 29 other clubs could be their leadoff guy or batting in one of the first couple of spots in the order because he's somebody that you want to feature and to see up there a lot more than you get at the ninth spot in the order, which is where he spent most of his first 2 years. I don't think he really needs to change much. He's got the skills and the ability to affect the game. We saw the power on his first at bat back. And obviously what he does for center field, I mean, stabilizing that is a huge thing for the Braves because this outfield has been just a mess in trying to figure out who can go where and what you can get out of them. And the answer has been not much on just about every part of that. So Michael Harris, you hope, can stabilize things. And obviously getting Jorge Soler back out there and in the lineup could also change a few things for the Braves. And I would think now at this point, with no Austin Riley, you look at Michael Harris as a guy that could be batting second for you.
Snit talked about going back to a 5-man rotation.
Yep. Yeah. And he had indicated this a couple of weeks ago that, you know, they kind of gotten to the point where if they want to do the things that they need to do, they can't continue to just work in the odd pitcher here or there, trying to just prioritize the rest over prioritizing winning as many games as possible. Now, it's not cut and dried. It wasn't, well, we don't care about winning, so we're doing this. No, it was by design for Ronaldo Lopez and for Chris Sale. And you could say over the first half of the season, it worked. But then eventually, I think Ronaldo got a little bit tired, and hopefully he comes back rested and recharged. He's on the mound tonight. And you can't argue against the fact that it may have been beneficial for Chris Sale over the first nearly 4 months of the season. He's been the best pitcher in the National League. So doing that's not surprising to me. Grant Holmes moving into a multi-inning role in a bullpen that could probably use a little bit of help now that A.J. Minter is out for the year, transferred to the 60-day IL. So you're going to be asking a lot of the bullpen without one of their key arms, and I think Dylan Lee is going to be one of the guys that's also going to be looked upon. Pierce Johnson had a lot of great things to say about the season that Dylan Lee has had, and so did Luke Jackson, just saying nobody's really noticing what's happened in the background here, but Dylan Lee, he just comes in there and gets it done.
Hey, because it's been a minute now with the IL, is it going to have on a short leash with Lopez tonight?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, I would think 85 to 90 pitches might be kind of realistic for him. He threw 71 in his one rehab start, but they weren't going to try to push him too hard. He didn't need to go out there and prove he could throw 90 pitches before they brought him back. But I don't think that they're going to let him be overly taxed in this one and kind of use it to ramp up and to go. An off day yesterday helps a lot. Knowing that you've got a multi-inning guy like Grant Holmes might also factor into this where, hey, if you only get into the fifth or maybe he's not able to go sixth and beyond, then you have Holmes there as a bridge in those middle innings. And I think that could be really valuable for this Braves club. If you're still thinking about ways to help take some of the load off the starting rotation, it helps to have a guy who's proven he can do it.
All right. Grant, we'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting series, as it always is with these Phillies. Feels like we're just dealing with a lot, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, more than a few things for this Braves club. And, you know, as Brian Snitker said again today and Austin Riley said, look, we're going through it and nobody else in the league cares. We've got to go out there and handle our business. So everybody deals with injuries. It just does, Carl, feel like the Braves have been dealt one of the worst hands I think I have ever seen, especially for a club that has maintained itself 5 to 10 games over 500 the entire time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.